afternoon. It's 4:30 and 43 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
A Fayette County judge confirmed that the former mayor of Moorhead has an active domestic violence order in place.
No injuries were reported in house fires at Rowan and Montgomery counties last night.
A former Fleming County school employee has been indicted for abuse of public trust.
More manufacturing jobs are coming to Northern Kentucky.
In sports, Rowan County's teams are gearing up for a doubleheader with Morgan County on Friday.
Taking a look at your region's weather forecast, tonight cloudy with a low around 34. Tomorrow cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 44. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies with a low around 31. Friday, a 50% chance of rain in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 48 degrees.
A Fayette County judge confirmed Friday that the former mayor of Moorhead has an active domestic violence order in place against him. Jim Tom Trent was arrested for allegedly contacting the victim of the DVO electronically on September 24th. At the time of his arrest, he told authorities the charge was a clerical error on behalf of the Fayette County courts. Trent was arraigned in Lexington and pleaded not guilty to the charge. The case was assigned to the 4th Division of Fayette District Court System, which is the criminal division. Trent will appear again on January 17th at 10 a.m. The violation of a DVO is a Class A misdemeanor, and if convicted, may be punished by up to 12 months in jail.
A trailer fire in Moorhead last night has been labeled a total loss. Fire crews responded to the scene on Blair Avenue shortly after 10 o'clock. There was a heavy response of around 30 men due to the fire's proximity to other homes. Fire Chief Jeff Anderson says there isn't an official cause at this time.
It looked like it started somewhere in the wall. Nobody was cooking, no candles, no smoking from their statements, but it did start around the kitchen area. So the only other thing in that area would have been electrical wiring issues, maybe, with the trailer, but it's undetermined at this time.
No injuries have been reported from the incident.
A Mount Sterling family is having a rough start to the year after losing their home to a fire yesterday. Montgomery County crews responded to the home on Lee Court around 9:30 yesterday morning. The family of four made it out of the residence along with their dog, but the family's cats were lost in the blaze. Montgomery County Fire and EMS Captain Jerry Burnham spoke with WKYT. He says while the timing doesn't make things easier, he says the family will be taken care of.
We've called Red Cross to come in to provide them with some shelter for a few days until they get things situated. But the community, Montgomery County in itself, they pull together in time of need and they'll help this family out.
The fire's cause has yet to be determined.
A man was put in jail today after being accused of robbing a woman in her home in Lexington. LEX 18 reports police arrested 32-year-old Andre Cohen yesterday on Tar Trace. According to an arrest citation, the victim found Cohen in her living room. When confronted, Cohen allegedly grabbed her by the throat and demanded a bag. He then placed several of her belongings and some cash into the bag before running away. Police say Cohen threatened the victim with a knife when she attempted to confront him again. He's charged with robbery and burglary.
Three people are facing charges after a drug bust in Louisa yesterday. WYMT reports the Lawrence County Sheriff, Constable, and officers with the Louisa Police Department made the arrest. 59-year-old Jerry Levering, 45-year-old Vicki Van Horn, and 35-year-old Eloise Scott, all of Louisa, are facing several charges, including trafficking in a controlled substance, drug paraphernalia, and complicity to trafficking. All three were booked into the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
A former Fleming County School District employee has been indicted. WMKY's Haley Stidham has the story.
Gregory Conway was the district-wide operations and finance director for the Fleming County School System, but resigned last year when an investigation into his actions was announced. The Kentucky State Police testified in front of a grand jury in December, and they handed down a 2-count indictment against Conway. He is accused of abuse of public trust, more than $100,000, which is a Class B felony. Conway allegedly used public funds as his own between November of 2014 in June of 2018. If convicted, Conway could face up to 20 years in prison. He is also indicted on one count of second-degree forgery for an allegedly altering his employment contract. That charge is a Class D felony, punishable up to 5 years in prison. Conway is scheduled to be arraigned in Fleming Circuit Court on Friday at 11 a.m. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
A man who admitted to killing Pikeville police officer Scotty Hamilton will spend his life behind bars. John Hall pleaded guilty at his pretrial late last month, and the judge sentenced him to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Patricia Hamilton, Scotty's mother, explains the impact Officer Hamilton's death will have on the community.
Because of you, my heart is broken, as is our families, friends, our brothers in blue, and the community that he loves so much.
Hall also pleaded guilty to possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
The Kentucky Distillers Association teamed up with the highway officials to offer discounted rides with Lyft on New Year's Eve. The Safe Ride Kentucky initiative says the $20,000 in coupons were claimed. Heidi King is with the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. She says it's important not to get behind the wheel no matter how much you've drank.
Most people know better than to drive drunk, but many don't see a problem with getting behind the wheel after just a couple of drinks when they just consider themselves buzzed.
The Louisville Police Department made around 1,700 DUI arrests last year. Lexington Police made around 1,200.
We'll have a look at Rio Region sports after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250. Hello, good day to you for WMKY Sports. I'm Tanner Boyd. The Rowan County boys basketball team is gearing up for a Friday night matchup with Morgan County. The Vikings are holding on to a 14-0 record so far this season, coming off a big win at the Williamstown Holiday Tournament. Head coach Sean Thacker says his team is progressing well, especially after some physically tough matchups over the break.
You know, we played a team in Thomas Nelson that was physical. They also were athletic and came and got after us. It's a game that probably if we play early in the season, I don't know if we win that game then. We're handling pressure much better. We're cutting down on our turnovers. We did a really good job defensively and rebounding the basketball. You know, some of the things that I've been on about in order for us to get to a next level.
Rowan plays host to Morgan County Friday night. The Cougars are 10-3 on their season, coming off a New Year's Day win over Menifee County. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. In other regional boys basketball action, Lewis County travels to Raceland and East Carter travels to Russell. Tip-off for both those games is set for 7:30 tonight. On Thursday, Elliott County hosts Lewis and West Carter hosts cross-county rival East Carter. Again, those games are set for 7:30 p.m. The Rowan County girls basketball team slid to 8-3 on their season, dropping their first three losses of the season during a 10-day holiday stretch. The Lady Vikings traveled to Mercer County for the Tim Short Auto Mash Christmas Clash last week, where they grabbed a first-round win from Casey County 69-64. Head coach Matt Stokes says falling in the second round to Elizabethtown and during the consolation round to Mercer was good for his team.
I think it was a good experience for our girls to see a team like that. They want to get to the state tournament. They got to see what kind of talent is out there that's going to be going to the state tournament. So we just kind of laid it out there for them. When we played Mercer, it's probably the best game we had. I mean, we lost by 1 point, but, you know, a few rough calls towards the end of the game that really hurt us, but we were with them the whole time.
Rowan County is preparing for a Friday night doubleheader with Morgan County. This will be the second home game for the Lady Vikings this season. Tip-off is set for 6 p.m. In other girls' regional action tonight, 2-10 Elliott County heads to Fairview. The Lady Eagles stand at 5-7 on the season. Fleming is looking for their second win of the season as they host Lewis County. The Lady Lions are 6-5 on the season. West Carter travels to Mason County. The Lady Comets stand at 8-4 on the season, while the Lady Royals stand at 7-5. Tip-off for those games is set for 7:30. Morehead State University's basketball teams are getting ready for their first matchup of 2019. The Eagles head to Murray tomorrow evening for back-to-back games with the Racers. The women are coming off a Saturday home win against Lipscomb, 79-44, bringing them to 9-4 on the season. The men's team is coming off a loss Saturday to Missouri on the road, 75-61, bringing them to 4-9. Both games can be heard on WIVY, with the women's game slated for 6 and the men tip off at 8. A member of Morehead State University's women's basketball team has been named OVC Player of the Week. WMKY's Haley Stidham has more.
For the second time during the 2018-19 campaign, guard Aaliyah June has been tabbed as the CollegeSportsMadness.com Ohio Valley Conference Player of the Week. The 6'1" junior came off the bench and led all scorers with 22 points in 21 minutes, played as the Eagles picked up the 79-44 win over Lipscomb on Saturday. June finished 6-8 from the field but was deadly from deep, hitting on 5-6 shots from the arc. June was also responsible for 3 assists, 3 rebounds, and 1 steal as her team improved 9-4 overall. Morehead State and June returned to action on Thursday evening as they open OVC play at Murray State. The Eagles and Racers are scheduled to tip off at 6 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Haley Stidham.
And finally, the search is underway for a new coach in Cincinnati. Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis was dismissed from the team after 16 seasons at the helm. Several Bengals players reflected on the departure of their longtime coach. Running back Giovanni Bernard tells Bengals.com he knew a decision had to be made, but it's a hard one to take.
It's one of those things where we feel for him. We understand the situation. We understand this is a business. But when you have a guy like Coach Lewis around for that long, and the type of guy that he is to each and every single person in here, he's not only a coach, but he is a father mentor for a lot of these players, including myself. So we appreciate all he's done, especially for me. I really appreciate that guy.
Lewis leaves the team with a 131-129-3 record. And that's a check of sports for WMKY. I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagles basketball welcomes Southeast Missouri for an OVC doubleheader on Thursday, January 17th. The women's game begins at 5:05 p.m. and the men's action tips off at 7:35 p.m. Tickets on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com. That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Chaz Jenkins, Haley Stidham, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Tilden Johnson, and KNN's Haley Hansen. This is Morehead State Public Radio. WMKY Morehead and Translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.